Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, April 2nd, 2009. So much geek it might blow your damn mind.
Waka waka waka!
Wow.
Sorry.
I wasn't expecting
Thursday's kind of a Fozzie Bear day.
Is that what it is?
Not everybody knows that, but it's true. Yeah, it's why I'm just wearing the hat and the bow tie. Sorry.
Thursday means that it's weekend eve, meaning that it's about to be the most difficult, stupid day that I have at work, and that would be me, Billy Flynn.
I need to go to my quiet place.
Because it's coming, man.
Yeah, it's coming. I know. Saturday's going to kind of suck for me, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's too much crap going on.
Oh, that's true.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's not going to be fun.
Well, that's the vicar.
You buckle like a belt. Do you know what really pisses me off? The fact that I'm right about your buckling.
Oh. I wonder if that's a veiled reference to your alter ego.
So Thursday's Patio Books Day,
yes,
kiddies.
Yes, indeed. We're
talking about that.
April 2nd, on this date in 1870, the first woman to ever be nominated for U.S. president was Victoria Woodhull, representing the National Radical Reformers Party.
Well, there you go. They'd have to be radical. They hadn't done that before.
April 2nd, 1912, the Titanic underwent sea trials under its own power, and we all know how well
everything
that worked.
Everything seemed okay. Yeah.
This date, 1917, the Converse Chuck Taylor All-Star, the original basketball shoe, was invented.
Love
it
me some
didn't
Chucks.
Have Chuck's name on it until 4 years later, 1921.
That's
isn't
odd.
That weird?
That's very strange.
This date, 1935, Sir Watson Watt was granted a patent for the radar.
What?
There you go.
What? How about the Richmond Bread Riots, huh? Everyone in Richmond, Virginia, 1863.
Bread!
Food shortages. Yeah, yeah. Women took to the streets. They were mad. They wanted bread. The Richmond Food Riots. Holy cow. Also, this day in 1865, the Siege of Petersburg was broken. This is a dark day for Richmonders, by the way. April the 2nd, generally considered
the
fall.
I've never gotten over it.
Generally considered the fall of Richmond at the end of the war. 1917, Woodrow Wilson asked Congress for a declaration of war on Germany. He was pissed. He was done.
If he had Chuck Taylors, he could have done it better.
He was like, F that.
Yeah.
Woodrow Wilson, Virginian too, by the way. Birthdays, Charlemagne. We heard of that guy. Sounds like a porn star. It's not.
It does.
It's not. Charlemagne, born on this day in 742. 1805, Hans Christian Andersen.
Oh.
You have to say the name like that, by the
Hans.
Way. Hans.
Will Wheaton.
Hans, he was Danish. Isn't that weird? Buddy Ebsen, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
1908, American actor and dancer.
Yes, he was.
Buddy Ebsen.
Original Tin Man.
Dr. Demento was born in 1941. And
Barry Henson.
How did I miss this? In 1914, Sir Alec Guinness.
See, I wrote that down because I knew you would miss
Obi-Wan
it.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's birthday, born on this day, 1914.
Two quick things you missed. One you won't know about. Adam Rodriguez is 34. He's Eric Delco on CSI Miami, but also Jesse Ramirez on Roswell. And, sir, you missed Ron Palillo is 60. Arnold Horshack is 60 years old. What the hell's wrong with
you? No lie, I missed Horshack.
Mr. Cartier, Mr. Cartier.
I love the new movie Watchmen he was in. I'm glad to see his career is back.
It's
so
fantastic.
It's good that you got to see Horshack.
He played Nixon. It was awesome.
No. He wore the mask and the hat.
Wrong guy, dude.
Oh, no, it's Horshack.
No.
All right.
Fine. That's Kelly from Bad News Bears. Isn't that weirder? That's
no, it's Horshack, right? That's what they called him. All right. What's
CBS
on TV?
CBS tonight, Survivor, Tocantins.
Whoa, that sounds dirty, too. Are you sure you didn't just say, like, La Blumpkin in Spanish? Are you
sure? I'm pretty
sure.
I hope not.
All right.
CSI Langston's former students murdered, new 11th hours on as well.
All right. How about on the ABC, In the Motherhood, baby?
Oh, yeah, there's your new show.
Excuse me, ma'am, but do you mind if I get in the motherhood tonight?
Oh, hey.
Hey, Samantha Who, also new tonight on ABC.
Tonight on NBC, it's an ER retrospective.
Aww.
Followed by the two-hour ER series finale.
That's it. It's
finally
done.
Going off
no
the air.
No lie. Go away. Jesus, you used to be good, you know?
Long
That's what
ago.
I hear from the old lady, too.
Long
Whoa.
Ago.
Oh. The CW tonight on Supernatural, the monster at the end of this book. Grover, scary
Grover?
As hell.
Grover's
scary
in the show
hell,
tonight?
Evidently. This is what I understand. Biography Channel. Oh, I'm sorry.
Smallville, Davis turns to Chloe for help. That's Doomsday.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Doomsday right. needs Chloe's help.
AMC from 1963. It is, in point of fact, a mad, 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 mad world.
It's under a big W.
It's under the big W. They're trees. All right, now you don't have to watch it. Rosebud.
Oh, no, come
Rosebud
on.
Is his sled. Biography
no.
Biography Channel. Guns N' Roses, baby.
Oh, BET showing House Party 4. I don't need to say anything else.
No, I don't think we do. Discovery Channel, brand new, destroyed in seconds.
Which one do you have? Because I've got the one with the helicopter running into a building.
I just told you what I have.
Oh, that's it?
It's new. That's all I know.
Family Channel, Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed, Electric Boogaloo. That's
also
a good one. I like that one.
E, True Hollywood Story, it's Bret Michaels. How about that? We dig him. And on Encore, you got The Running Man.
Oh, there you go.
I like that movie. That's a funny movie.
It is. It's got Richard Dawson. For
right,
the love of God.
Right.
Let's see. History Channel Gangland Silent Slaughter.
I guess
this is the Ninja Gangs.
And apparently it was in the 1920s before they had sound anywhere.
So. And it was in black and white.
True. VH1, the 100 greatest one-hit wonders of the 80s.
60 through 41 tonight's what they're counting
word
down.
To that, yo.
Food Channel, Ace of Cakes. It's a Philly Eagles stadium cake, which means it looks better than it actually tastes.
Oh, damn. And TCM, Turner Classic Movies, The Corsican Brothers.
There you go.
No, no, it's the one from 41.
Oh, it's not Cheech and Chong?
And The Man in the Iron Mask. No, no, the one from 1939.
Oh. Ion is showing Jurassic Park 3 in case for some reason you haven't seen it. But if I'm watching anything, it is going to be on the Hallmark Channel because in the 1800s, a con artist poses as a mail-order bride and finds refuge at a Wyoming ranch. Tonight, Greg Evigan meets Daphne Zuniga, who is the titular mail-order bride. Greg Evigan? Dude, that's BJ McKay. Where's his best friend, Bear?
Word.
That's just my question.
No blasted lettuce today!
I'm afraid nothing, sir.
All right, I actually have one that just rolled
you?
In here from...
Wait, then.
Oh, okay.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
You need to tell me these things, sir.
I just saw it.
Okay.
It just rolled in
it's
here
It's not
for
your
me.
Light bill again,
this
is it?
No. This is from Drace over there on the forums, those wonderful forums at geekradiodaily.com. Here's some special mail love for Big V. That's me, by the way.
Okay, because you
always
do need man love.
It's not the big W.
No.
It's almost. It's right next to it.
Big W.
And you always claim we forget you, but here's to let you know we appreciate you and what you add to the show. Thank you. Now, time to take you to task. I think you need to show some geek love back to us by showing up on the weekly show. Do you even know it's weekly now? Damn. I can't
keep it
even
real, girl.
I can't even remember the last time you were on a weekly. Do either you or Billy know off the top of your head? Anyway, I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is. Well, she's proven that.
It's true.
I think.
It's true.
Make the next 3 weekly shows, and I believe that includes the Live RavenCon show. And I will not only donate to the show again, but I will double the amount.
Wow.
Or I'll buy myself Rock Band 2. It's up to you, sir. Love and rocket launchers, or should I say drumsticks?
Oh.
Drace. So I was actually thinking I hadn't read to the end of that sentence, and I was wondering if the end of that, the bribe, was going to be Polaroids.
Oh, because Polaroids would make it happen.
So
it's a shame we're taking next week off then.
Yeah, I know. Although that gives me a week to prepare, because frankly, if there was an even slightly naughty picture, it doesn't need to. I'm not talking about gaping. I'm just saying, even slightly naughty scan of a Polaroid or something for us, then I would agree to that.
Okay, well, you know, that's a fair.
So there's
fair
the challenge. I think that's knocked the challenge
and I believe
back to your
off
court.
The top of my head, I believe the last show that you were on might have been the that big, huge, crazy voicemail show we did like at November.
She's right in that I have no idea.
Because that you're a slacker. But that's okay. No. It's what you do. And what we do today is talk about patio books because it's Thursday. We'll also have your Geekified News coming up this Thursday, April 2nd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hey, we need something new for Balticon this year.
Yeah, that's coming up May 22nd and 25th at Marriott Hunts Valley in Baltimore. What do you mean something new?
Well, we always have sci-fi authors and artists like this year's guest of honor, Charlie Strauss, but Balticon is too, I don't know,
too filk, too singer-songwritery.
Yeah, I know. We need to make it more metal.
More metal? Well, shit, let's get a special guest of honor who will just rock out.
Oh, yeah, metal. I know. How about New York Times bestselling author
Scott Sigler? Did someone call for metal? I'm the most metalist special guest of honor of all time, and I'll be at Balticon 2009 because it's rock! In addition to killing a chicken, a pig, and a cow live on stage, I will give a talk on how I kicked in the doors of the New York companies, moshed through the publishing industry with free content, and then blasted big publishing upside the dome with a tire iron. So get in the pit, bitches! The Balticon pit! Rock!
Too afraid now to go. I'm scared now.
Come on, you love the mosh pit.
Mr. Winky just shrank right up into my pelvis. So frightened.
How's that different than the other Thursday?
Well, it's not.
Oh, okay.
In point of fact. I'm wearing a tie today.
Oh, good for you.
It's a sexy tie.
So we need to be a little bit of classy then.
Audio books. Don't read philosophy.
Sorry.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
I just stepped on Kevin Klein's line, didn't I?
How dare you,
sir? He doesn't like that. He'll be sending ruffians after me.
Hooligans,
Thugs
even.
Even hooligans, perhaps.
All right, Patio Books. Here's a couple things new off the site. Yo, listen, Patio Books, if you like to listen to them, their books while you're on the subway, in your car, whatever, Patio Books, way to go. It's free, baby, including, here you go, John Allen's Fried Green Zombies.
Mmm.
It's like Deliverance meets Bill and Ted meets Shaun of the Dead. All 14 episodes of this serialized audiobook are now posted. Keep an eye on your lunch meat while listening, please.
John Moreau makes his debut into serialized audiobooks, resulting in his collection of tales, Serving Worlds, a cowboy on the run to keep his soul, a vampire running a Nigerian investor scam, a wolf racing to the mountaintop before a dragon can catch and kill him, a human protecting one of the aliens he fought in war from an old army buddy. Meet these and other characters. Weekly episodes are about 20 minutes or less, but beware, there be cliffhangers here.
Wow. Arr. There you go. Serving Worlds by John Miro. Also, John Allen's Fried Green Zombies. You can get them over there at patiobooks.com. It's free. It's easy. It's fun. As soon as you finish listening to today's Geek Radio Daily, take your hot little fingers onto the keyboard and head over to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Okay.
So early Tuesday, a near DVD quality work print of X-Men Origins Wolverine found its way out there on those torrent sites that I've never heard of before in my life.
No, what are those?
Film leaking online, nothing new. Poor quality camcorder versions happen all the time. Occasionally, these DVD copies happen, but never a month ahead of time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A month ahead of time. It's 16 minutes shorter than the theatrical version, which means it probably doesn't have the new footage that they shot this past January. But it's out there. I would not recommend downloading it because, you know, Sony is very pissed off about this and they're looking for whoever does it. There's been some interesting reactions. Quote, people who are going to download and watch it on their computer were either never going to pay to see it anyway, or they're the type of super fan who's going to go see it 10 times the first week. That's from actually a big Hollywood insider guy. The movie theater chains say, this is a disaster! It's tens of millions of dollars lost!
I disagree. I agree with that guy in the article. I think that's true. Yeah. I'm not going to be one of those guys. As we've said, none of us ever do that.
I have no idea what that even means.
However, I don't want to see the not even the real thing yet on my crappy computer. Screw that, man.
So, you know, for those of you that haven't, I hope you enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Go see it.
I wouldn't bother. Yeah, I'm going to go see it.
You're missing footage.
From HollywoodReporter.com, Will Arnett and Oscar nominee Michael Shannon are getting on board Jonah Hex.
Nice.
Huh. Jimmy Hayward is directing
Hex. So it's
Hex.
Becoming a gay porn now.
Yes. Josh Brolin, John Malkovich, Megan Fox, already on there, of course. You guys know that. Shannon plays Doc Cross Williams, the bizarre ringleader of a brutal gladiator circus event. That sounds disastrous.
It does.
The characters might appear in sequels. Legendary is co-producing, co-financing The Pick, which is due to start production this month in Louisiana.
Chuck D and Flavor Flav, hey, how about that? Names you don't hear often here, which is sad. Are in talks with a major animation studio to produce a feature film based on the Public Enemy band and their recent comic book exploits. They've got a new album coming out for the movie. A second reliable source backed up the original tipster, blah, blah, blah. The first Public Enemy graphic novel collection comes out in May, and there's a lot of interest from Hollywood. Quote, it would definitely be animated. There's lots of talk going on. Oh, and the Public Enemy paperback collection hits shelves in May, so get ready. Enjoy.
From Newsarama.com, Dynamite Entertainment is going to publish the new Green Hornet series.
Oh, huh? With the slimmed-down Seth Rogen.
The announcement marks the latest resurgence of the character as a film version starring Seth Rogen. Yes, indeed. Dynamite's version, according to the president of the company, promises the return of the titular hero.
As well twice as today we've said titular,
his loyal sidekick Kato and the car and all that good stuff. So you dig the Green Hornet, it's coming to Dynamite Comics.
Malcolm Palmer, age 62, stabbed Carol Cannon, who is about 37, repeatedly with a lock knife and a steak knife in front of their 10-year-old son. A Lincoln Crown court heard about this. Palmer, a former worker at Heathrow Airport, was ordered to serve at least 14 years in prison and was handed a life sentence by Judge Michael Heath. The court was told that, she was 46. He's 62, she's 46. She had become hooked on her son's PlayStation console and would often be on it till early hours of the morning. The court heard that Miss Cannon suffered 30 knife wounds to her face, chest, and legs. One of the blows punctured her liver, and he did this. Why? Because not only was she hooked on the PlayStation, she was hooked on that Grand Theft Auto. So to show her, he decided to stab her a bunch. Huh.
Where do you go with that?
You go to your story, and
from
it's a nice lighthearted moment.
Chud.com, if you think Hollywood is showing a dearth of creativity with its endless cycle of remakes, look at Broadway. It's like Groundhog Day, literally. Harold Ramis says that the musical of Groundhog Day is in the works. Ramis says the original screenwriter Danny Rubin working on the book for a musical version. Keep in mind, Rubin's script was heavily rewritten by Ramis, so
Bing!
I don't know if he's going to go back to the original or adapting the movie. Ramis also drops hints that Stephen Sondheim would be interested in doing the music for the adaptation. So.
Huh.
Well, alrighty.
Well, if it was Philip Glass, then we might have something.
That'd be different, sure.
Geek Radio Daily. Licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative, United States 3.0 license, something like that, because I think I messed it up.
What he said.
Yeah.
Woo!
Go drop by iTunes, won't you please? Drop us a review.
We need reviews, bitches.
And, you know, subscribe. That's always the best thing to do.
Buy some panties.
Yeah, panties is always good for you. And send pictures. And you can do that by sending an email to podcast Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce, or Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
What are you doing near a video game store? Buying a video game? I've heard about this. It's the game where you play a meanie bobini that murders other meanie bobinis. I'm putting this game in the same place I put your swimsuit magazines and your BB gun, Homer's underwear drawer.
Ugh, great. Now I have nothing to play except the games I bought yesterday. And I'm totally sick of them.